All right. Tithe and offering. Who needs an envelope? Stick your hand in the air, wave around like nobody care. You need an envelope. Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So this week, I had a couple of phone calls. And these individuals were wanting to know if I was interested in doing some construction work. Actually, both of them I had done work for before a few years ago. And so I got both calls. I didn't answer them right away because I was in the middle of doing some stuff. So I started thinking about it. Do I do this? Do I not do this? And I struggled. What do I do? I mean, I'm pastoring two churches and, you know, yeah, let's do some construction on the side. That would be great, right? So, but I didn't want to miss a blessing from God, right? I wasn't looking for work. I wasn't asking for work. And two individuals that I knew were saying, hey, we've got a couple of jobs. One of them was a wood floor job, which I could probably do a wood floor in my sleep because, you know, I owned a wood floor company and did it for years and years and years every day. So I know a thing or two about wood floors. The other one was a deck. Decks aren't incredibly difficult, and they didn't want to put in a new one. They just wanted to, you know, update some of it. So it wasn't really complicated stuff. So I started praying about it. I'm like, well, I don't want to miss a blessing. God, I could use the extra money, you know. And who couldn't use extra money? Who wouldn't like extra money? Who would like extra money? All right. So we're all on the same page. So I started praying about it, and I thought, you know, I should do it. I should do it. I should just try to, you know, because they both know that I pastor, and, you know, they know that it's going to have to work with my schedule. I'm like, okay. And I'm going, oh, maybe I shouldn't. You know this struggle, right? I woke up one morning, and it was on my mind, and so I went out for a walk, and I started walking and just praying, And towards the end of my prayer, I'm just talking to God about it, and I said, God, what do I do here? And this scripture started coming to mind, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And I was like, God, I don't want, you know, just what's good and acceptable. I want what's perfect. I want to be in what you want to do. I want to know what's the right thing here. I don't want to just do what's good. I don't want to just do what's okay. And the Lord said a few things to me about this in particular. I said, well, what is this? And he says, it's good. He said, this is good. I'm like, okay, so wait, what does this mean then? You know, have you ever thought about that? What's the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? You ever wondered that? Yeah, me too. So I had that moment. I'm like, God's talking to me. I'm going to ask the question. What is that? What is good? Because I'd want to say it's the acceptable, good, and perfect will of God. That's the way that I would think in my mind, right? Because, you know, it's just acceptable. It's good. And it's perfect. But what God said to me is it says good, what is good, is that which is not sin. Good is that which is not sin. So whatever is not of sin, it's good because it's not sin. You're not violating your conscience. You're not doing what's against the word. You're not doing something against the Spirit of God. It's just good. Okay, I'm like, okay, then what's acceptable? You know, in for a penny, in for a pound, right? What's acceptable? And he says, that which fits into my will, that which I approve of, what I find good. What I find fits into my things. I'm like, well, that's a good place. You want to be there. And then perfect is that which fits wholly together. The word perfect here is the same one that's used when it talks about being mature. That one that fits fully into that situation. You know, we go through life a lot of times, and we're just, most of the time, we're just living on the good. Sometimes not even the good. Let's be honest. Sometimes we're not even doing good. But most of the time, we're just living in good. And we need to strive towards acceptable and perfect. Because that's where, I mean, good is just not sin. Acceptable is when you're starting to do things that work towards God's kingdom. The things that please Him. That work toward for what He's wanting to do. And perfect is what fits fully into what He's doing. It meshes in perfectly. I mean, that's where things are awesome. It's like, I've been there a few times, and I tell you, it's nice. It's nice when you get into that perfect situation. So in our lives, when we're talking about our financial, you know, let's strive towards more than just good. Let's find out what fits into God's will. And what's perfectly fitted in, complete in every way. All right, let's pray. I thank You, Father, that You have a plan and a purpose, that You have a good pleasure for our lives, that You want us to walk into the fullness of what You have. Lord, that You don't want us to just get by, but that You want us to flourish. And we thank You for that. Father, I pray a blessing upon their finances. I pray that they would find the acceptable and perfect will, that this week they would find acceptable and perfect and glorify Your name in it. And I ask in Jesus' name, amen.